Do you like watching movies? Well, so do I. My name is CG Kaiser. Listen to me and my special guests talk about the worst and the best movies of all time on this little thing I like to call Film Chat. Have had that spoon of cinnamon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CG Kaiser Film Chat Podcast. Tonight I'm joined by three comedians. The movie we've been watching is Father's Day, except one of the comedians wasn't present. So we're going to try to convince him to watch this by retelling the movie through our eyes. People who've watched it, to my left, Francis Blair.
Hello.
Yeah, very enthusiastic, Francis. Thank you.
Where's the bathroom?
It's just over there if you want to use it, yeah.
Okay.
And also to my right is Nathan Lenton.
It's good to be with you.
Yeah, so it's the first time I've had you part of this podcast, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that is, yes.
And how was the experience?
It was definitely, it rivals anything I've ever seen before. That was a real awakening experience watching that movie.
The film? Yeah, it was rather eye-opening to say the least.
Are we in the process of trying to sell it?
Yeah, not yet. Because okay. Now we're going to introduce our final guest, good friend of mine and always a regular on the podcast, Mr. Ryan Crawford.
Well, hello there.
Hey, Ryan. So you missed out on a great movie.
Yeah, so I've been told already. I can't wait to hear more about it.
Yep. Now, you did see the first minute and a half of the movie, as I showed you this morning.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
well, the first minute and a half...
is the best cinema ever. It rivals The Godfather.
It's a bit... well,
there wasn't a horse's head, but there was a head.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was sort of started out a bit cool, because it was a bit grindhouse, you know, Tarantino-esque, all that stuff.
Actually,
I don't know if we watched the same 5 minutes. I wouldn't call it Tarantino-esque.
Yeah, the credits and all that. And the...
All right, Ryan, would you like to explain to the audience what you saw?
Okay, well, the first 5 minutes, even if it was that, I'm not sure that I managed to stay tuned that long even. But basically what I saw was, I think, the aftermath of a particularly vile act by a male rapist.
Don't call it a vile act. Give us details.
Well, okay, I'm getting there. He basically had a decapitated head and was giving himself a blowjob with a decapitated head.
It was skull fucking, right? Can we say skull fucking?
Yeah, you can say that.
See, I don't know. Well,
it's done.
I must start with a protest sort of.
No, okay, look, I'm cutting that. I'm going to cut that straight.
Why?
No, because it's because I'm pausing it.
Because
this podcast has currently been paused. Hold on a minute. Dun 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 dun. Thank you for your patience.
All right, continue. Now, what were you saying? You're protesting over what, Francis?
Well, I must...
I do apologize. I did have to pause it because we got into a heated argument just then.
But there's no need. There's no need. I'm just saying, I know there's, like, language restrictions in this medium at this time, okay? But I'm saying, I can't say words, but look at our subject matter.
A singular word. One singular word.
But we're talking about this film, okay, we haven't sort of explained that yet.
Yeah.
The main theme is... a cannibalistic male rapist, gay rapist dude, you know, and how do we talk about this? And the opening scene involves skull fucking.
We're talking about it. Yeah, okay. Skull fucking's fine. You just can't use that other word.
Okay. All right. But I just think it's ironic.
Yeah, it is ironic, but I don't make the rules.
Okay.
Nathan, anyway. Would you like to add your 2 cents?
We need to go to Thesaurus for Francis, open it to section C.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying it.
Now, thank you, Ryan. Now the people at home know what the word is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If there was any doubt.
But the opening scene is cannibalism.
Yeah, we're across that. We got that bit.
Just cannibalism in other movies as well.
Okay, did you go into the next scene with the young fellow?
No, as far as I got was he chased the guy down, shot him a few times.
Once with a shotgun.
No, he was shooting from the window.
Oh, yeah.
And then he chased him down, ran him over, and then got out and said, Happy Father's Day, and blew him away with a shotgun.
And the credits came up.
And that's right. And it started.
Okay, so that's the start of the movie. Now, it's our job to convince Ryan to at least give the movie a chance. Now, it's going to be a hard sell because I know Nathan was writing furiously some notes. While watching the movie.
They weren't necessarily criticisms.
Uh-huh. I could say in the first... at least the first 20 minutes, I kept looking over to you, because you had this look of horror, but you couldn't stop watching.
Well, no, it was...
Well,
I think I did manage to stop watching on a number of occasions. But
Nathan, when he was writing notes,
he just zoned out.
Yeah, he was probably just thinking, so this is what they mean that I should be more edgy, you know? Just stay tuned for the next 5 minutes.
I think it's fair to say it was a film that pushed boundaries. I think that's valid.
It pushed a lot of things in a lot of places.
Oh, man.
It was pushing stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Like, okay, I admit, I've
been pulling it back out again all the whole movie.
So that was the first time I actually completed this movie. I got 20 minutes in and I turned it off. I was like, no, I can't do this.
But I mean, it was. But that's the thing. It was super gory, horrific, and graphic. But then it was sort of campy, funny.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The movie takes a weird turn halfway through, where it becomes from this horrific horror.
Oh, have we mentioned that it's a trauma film?
Toxic
Avenger, Surf Nazis Must Die, all those sort of films.
Sergeant Kabuki Man.
Yeah.
Don't leave out the classics.
They haven't improved since then.
A bit. The production values and things have improved a bit.
But the humour has.
No.
But they spent the whole production in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah,
of it.
Definitely. I mean, and the thing was too, because, I mean, we've talked about the cannibalism.
Yeah.
But then we talk, and then we move on to the next character, this young man who turns out to be...
A gay prostitute.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. After school.
His actual name was Twink.
Yeah, Twink. Twink's saddle.
I just love how it comes out of his mouth. It sounds like so proper.
His name was Twink.
Yes. It's a Twink.
They pay creative writers a lot in that film.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So that was that character.
Right, so let's set it up. So this character gets framed and he's getting interrogated by the police that he killed his own father.
Right.
And he gets jail.
He gets jail. No, not that one. The twin character.
Oh, yeah. So, there's two. Because everyone's going to jail, everyone's getting raped, and everyone's... Yeah. Well, not everyone's getting raped.
So, Twink gets released, and there's this priest who follows him. I can't remember what his name was. I think it was
the sleazy
Father
young
John.
Priest.
Father John.
It's not a complex name.
Okay, Father John. I was paying attention.
We've got Father John, Twink, and the Fuck Man. They're the three
main
characters.
Yeah, the Fuck Man is the main bad guy.
There's not a lot of chance of getting those character names.
It wasn't the Fuck Man.
Splitting hairs.
I think that was the joke. His name was Fuckman.
Yeah.
Weren't they calling like the demon figure something else near the end, the Fuckageddon or I don't know, something to that effect?
You're jumping ahead, confusing, because that's the thing. This film is two halves because it's 1 minute
a
it's sort of
profound, obviously.
It is. There's a dichotomy there.
So okay, the main character is Ahem, who is a renegade priest.
He was the dude with the shotgun.
Priest. That's how he comes in. Okay.
And he was raised by this other priest.
No.
And he was like, "Oh no, he's come back. The guy that you killed, what?" 10 years ago.
The Father's Day killer, whatever.
Fuckman was different to the Father's Day killer?
No, it was the same person.
Oh, okay, good, yeah.
So he's like, he's back. So he's like, alright, I'll come back and try to kill him. Blah, blah, blah. They go around trying to hunt him. He meets his sister, who hasn't seen since he was a kid.
Yeah.
And his sister's a stripper.
So that's the thing, too. So that's what I thought about. That's one thing, good thing. This is a selling point. Trying to sell you into this movie. I mean, there's a lot of gay scenes in it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of scenes about strip clubs in it. So with naked chicks.
And she was pretty hot.
What do you mean there's a lot of gay scenes, but are you implying his homophobic?
Well, I'm saying...
Like most guys don't want to see gay sex.
But I'm just saying...
Like Brokeback Mountain didn't break box office numbers.
You shouldn't be so... Sorry.
All I'm saying is that, you know, if you find in the movie that you have a boner, you can just say, well, I'm thinking about those naked women scenes, not what the gay rape scenes that later on...
I don't know, Franz, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. You said there were homo scenes. I was sold already.
Okay. So you can have boners at any moment. That's fine. We're all comfortable with
that opening sequence.
I was just like,
oh yeah. This is what white people get up to. Man, I'm missing out.
But the film of two halves too. That was the confusing part because it was all pretty much it's this gay rapey guy. Being gay, being rapey, being
very creepy,
cannibalism.
There is a slight realism.
But then it twists because it turns out he's actually a demonic raping demon. So then it becomes a demon hunt, and then the main characters sort of go to hell by killing themselves.
Yep. Why do they kill themselves? We haven't gotten to that bit because remember there is that
any number of reasons.
Oh,
no, because Ahem.
That was his name, yeah.
Yeah, and his sister. For what happened, this the fuckman dude put on a curse or something on the sister.
Yeah. He possessed
and
the sister.
Possessed the sister. And what she had to do was get pregnant. So the a new demon will be...
Oh, born. Can we just back up a little bit more? While Ahab was away because he was the priest, and then everything went to shit, and then so he spent, you know, years in the forest, he was tapping maple trees to get the maple syrup out to make maple syrup, and it's significant for the end of the film.
So that is the great.
Maple
syrup is a nectar of metaphor in this.
Yes, because like Rambo was, Rambo went to Vietnam and he went into like a Buddhist monastery, and when they found him like, in the beginning of Rambo 3, and he
don't ruin it for me.
Well, you know, but it's like that.
I've not seen Hot Shots.
I've seen nothing.
Oh my god. What are you doing on this podcast?
But anyway, it was like that. How Rambo went to a Buddhist monastery. This dude went to the Canadian forest and tapped maple trees and made great maple syrup.
Right, holy and maple syrup.
Yes,
holy maple.
Because he was a priest, so it's holy maple syrup.
Just now, by so how
far? Osmosis, but not from maple trees.
But that was the strange part. Yeah, it wasn't
turning water into wine, sort of.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to interject here. On a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah.
So far, how far are you into watching this movie?
Yeah, no, I'm not even remotely convinced at all. It sounds like
a 1.
I'd give it a 1. Yeah, I mean, obviously the subject matter is kind of...
Okay, we did mention there was Negus Trippus, right?
Yes.
Chicks. Sure, but, you know, I can always watch porn, so...
No. This is a classy film.
A classier film? No worries.
Actually, I don't think there is, because was a scene where Fuckman decides to put his blood on the sister.
Yeah,
and by the way he does it is by cutting his penis.
Oh yes, yeah. Man,
just to in case anyone isn't getting the visual either. Fuckman is a grotesquely obese, glasses wearing, sort of figure, who just sort of
like the dude
around.
From 8mm.
Yeah. What's his name from Sopranos?
Oh, James Gandolfini.
James Gandolfini. Yeah,
yeah, that's sort of character.
No, this guy was younger. Think Mark David Chapman. He looked a lot like Mark David Chapman. But with acne.
And a cut penis.
That was a late development.
Yeah.
And there were several penis biting sequences too.
Okay, did I say one?
I'm going down the
hard. Sorry. We're great salesmen.
No, but it was awesome, man. Okay. Now,
yeah, man.
I must bear in mind the ironic self-parody of...
Seizure has form on this subject matter, because for about 2 years you were doing that thing about...
Yeah, the Pain Olympics.
Yes, two years.
Longer.
Yeah, seizure
it was
says
longer.
What?
3 years.
Yeah.
We're doing that joke for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's... I don't know, it's porn. It's gross.
It's sadomasochistic porn.
Yeah, but I'm not getting off on it. And everyone...
You've been talking about it for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's doing something
as
for
a
you.
Bit. No, it's, oh, yeah, it's funny. It's giving me work.
It's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It was a big part of my award-winning show, 12 Easy Steps to the
just established you did the same set for 3 years. No one's going to be impressed.
No, and the joke evolved. It got better. It started off with me talking about it, just like, have you seen this? Now it's like, yeah, let me just tell you about Peter's cutting for a bit. It's evolved, okay? There's got a punchline.
Now
line.
It's a critique of Western civilization. It's great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it suddenly subverts the power structure.
Much like the film, it started off just grotesque and horrible, but then it demonstrated amazing self-awareness.
That's why I kind of like this movie.
You are this movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
But it's weird. Okay, so. Back on track!
I'm moving away from you if you are this movie.
Back on track. All right, so. A lot of grotesque scenes where you see the penis. You get to see the fat guy's balls, which that threw
from the behind, his asshole pounding away. Because man, there's some pretty graphic rape scenes. Yeah.
Like, okay, have you seen Deliverance?
No, I haven't actually. I haven't seen.
Have you seen Irreversible?
No, I haven't seen Irreversible.
Actually, go on.
I was saying, speaking of rape scenes, in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, have you seen that?
I still haven't watched it fully. I've read the books.
Because there's a couple of rape scenes in it, you know. Yeah. And one by this fucking, her parole officer or whatever he is.
Her minder.
Yeah. And he's this big, fat, middle-aged, flabby dude.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, that's my body. I was I started going to the gym after that movie, so it just goes to show you never where you know where you'll find inspiration. You got to be open to the universe. But anyway, back to this.
Are you going to start cutting your penis now?
I think that might.
No, that's Siege's thing, man.
Okay, if you haven't seen the BME Paralympics, watch it. Right? Tell me if that's porn, because it's not porn. No.
All right. The BME Paralympics.
No, Pain Olympics.
Pain Olympics. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. All right.
Anyway, so.
Half the 18 million views are seizures. So anyway.
What?
So in the course of trying to convince me to watch this movie, I've now been convinced that there's two movies I don't want to watch.
Me and Paralympics isn't a movie. It's an experience.
And you also need reminding... Did you really need reminding that you didn't need to see Seizures set?
Out of us two, who gets paid to do this? Who has actual fan base? Who's going to be downloading this other than me for 2,000 times?
So didn't you pay people $1,000 to like your pages?
That's a competition. Yeah. Edit, that was tax money that had
edit,
free.
Edit, yeah. Edit.
I'm not editing that.
Hey, it's your dirty secrets, I don't care.
If you're on an edit point, we all know what word to say.
No, but you can even say it because you know you have such excellent enunciation, so I'm sure it's fine.
I know
you can say anything, yeah. And be like, oh no, continue. So we're back in the movie. Puts his bomb in a blah blah blah.
Yeah,
she has to get pregnant to give birth to this new demon, but she has to get pregnant by
her brother, Ahab.
Ahab,
her brother.
With the eye patch.
But you can't be hard to keep
track
of.
You get the obvious.
Ahab, fuck man.
Have we made that reference? You know, fuck Moby Dick, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So,
you're really pushing that fuckman thing. Yeah.
It's fuckman.
Okay, right? No worries.
It's like quick. Anyway, so. It's clever. And then it's for her to convince him to have sex with her.
If you say it fast enough, it seems clever.
Yes. Fuckman. Yeah, so she has to convince him to have sex with him. And it isn't that hard.
Yeah.
It just happens. And you're like, what the f... And she's hot.
But then at one point, because it's the demon, it cuts, though, between he's fucking his hot sister to he's fucking the serial killer dude, the fat dude. He's fucking him. You know, it switches between...
Isn't there a three-way switch? Don't we also see the twink and the priest together in that
As well? Oh, no, because...
No, but that was a real love story. Yeah. That was the priest and twink fell in love.
Maybe we should focus on that romance if we want to solve the film.
Yeah. We missed a very important part of the movie.
It's a beautiful love story between the priest and the twink.
We missed a very important part of the movie. It's touching. We missed... Important part of the movie we missed was when they chased down the serial killer and they killed him. And from that point, there was a lot of comedic parts to it. And it started becoming funny.
Okay.
Yeah, but the demonic plot. Yeah, because. Yeah.
How would you describe the scene where he shoots the hand? Because that's the highlight of the film.
Did they basically, the twink. Francis.
Did they test screen this? And they thought.
It's a trauma.
They test screened it. And they were surprised to find all the gay sex scenes weren't testing well with, like, the 14 to 18 year old girls, you know. So they'll all make this about demons and stuff. So that's when they changed it.
I can just imagine a screen test of a film like this. You know, the director's in the back. He's watching the audience and he goes, needs more skull fucking.
I think they filmed it on site. They just looked for some crime scenes and jumped in and helped
them. So the first big laugh of it is when the twin character points up in the air and goes, he's over there. And the Ahab character points the gun at his hand and shoots him.
Yeah, the bad guy. Right. Yes. No, it's even funnier that. Because they've just killed the bad guy, or they think they have.
Yeah.
Because he's crushed, he's, whatever. And they come running out of this tunnel, and he's carrying his half-dead sister, you know, in his arms.
Yeah, that's right.
And he sees the bad guy, and he's running along, and he just drops the sister bang on the, down on the railway tracks.
Yeah.
And goes to shoot the bad guy, but then shoots... Twinks through the hand instead. Bang.
He goes, he's over there. Bang. It's pin up.
It's also, they've just come out of a train tunnel, the train going at full speed, and then they're walking.
And they just walk away behind
it. A second behind at a walking pace.
So there were some continuity issues.
It's wonderfully edited, this film.
I think that was on purpose.
Yeah.
What's that? So then it starts visual surrealism.
So it starts taking this comedic angle. Like, there was some comedy before about wasn't selling. bam, right at this point, we're like, wow, this is pretty funny. We're an hour into this movie, so 2/3.
Right.
Right.
I said during, have you seen the film Airplane?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of like tongue-in-cheek self-parody, like Airplane in the second half of it.
No, no, the last third.
Whatever. you're encouraging people to watch it. Yes. Say more of it, not less of it. It's funny.
Try to encourage him to watch.
No, this is about, this podcast is all about integrity, man.
Yeah,
it's all about giving people and the
proper,
truth
and proper fractions.
Yes, yes, that's right. Mathematics.
You guys ever want to be in one of my thoughts again? All right. So, So, sister has sex with him, gets pregnant, yeah, right, and gets taken to hell somehow.
Gets killed.
Does she get killed?
Yeah, because the thing, yeah.
The demon spawn pulls her apart sort of on the way
out. Nah, because...
No, she didn't get...
She got demonically possessed, so she was dead, and that's why she's in
dead
hell.
Already, so she's already in hell.
Yes, it's not.
So that's
really,
because that's how they come up with a master plan.
Yeah.
So anyway,
the master plan.
Yeah.
So Twink, Ahab, and the priest are sitting around a table. Okay, now she's in hell. How do we get her? Okay, we'll have to kill ourselves. So they pull out a gun, and then there's a bit of comedy of, oh, Colin, you go first, I'll go first. No, you go first, I'll go first.
Oh, wait, there was the great bit where they're interrogating Ahab and saying, did you have sex with the sister?
Oh, yeah, he denied it at first.
And he kept trying to deny it. He's like, well, maybe I blacked out. That was pretty funny. Yeah, that was a good scene.
Yeah. I love the way you described it before as well. Ahab, a twink, and a priest are sitting at the table. Yeah. That sounds like a 1930s joke.
So it was. Well, that's the thing. So this is the three heroes of the film. Okay, what have we reached this point? How do we get to hell?
Oh, wait. So far, you're still on one star.
No, you guys are starting to convince me that there's some fun to be had here. I'm probably moving up to, like, what am I doing out of 10?
Just out of 10.
Yeah, I'm probably, if you get it on DVD, just skip 3 or 4 chapters.
I'm probably thinking I'm heading towards a 5 at this stage.
5, oh, yeah, bloody hell. Yeah. Ironically, it's 5.6 on IMDb.
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
The point six. If you shut your eyes at the correct moment, so that helps a lot.
That's you've got necrophiliacs who have all given it 10 out of 10.
Yeah, well, that skews the numbers quite a bit.
I gave it a 9. I think there wasn't.
Yeah, those guys always vote in blocks.
So we'll convince you. You're up to a 5.
Okay, I'm up to a five. Yeah.
Okay. So three dudes, the three heroes, a priest, Twink, and Ahab sitting around this table. What do we do? We've got to go to hell. We've got to kill ourselves. There's a bit of, you know, comedy. Who goes to shoot first? And then Ahab shoots himself in the head, and it's really graphic. And he's shot half his head off. And then shows him going to hell, and then Twink turns up, he's shot himself in the face, and then the priest shoots himself in the face and goes to heaven, and blah 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 blah.
The priest goes to heaven, okay. Yeah. Now we know this is a fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a twist. Because it's really the devil that's he's
pretending. Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay, yeah, he's promised infinite twinks in heaven.
Yeah.
Twinkies. So. No, different.
Twinkies.
Oh, as in the little bread, the little
sweets. Yeah. Because there was all naked girls there.
There was an angel, a male angel.
He was on the door.
I'm guessing that was
Anyway, so... See, heathen, if you knew that, you should know that St. Peter had a six-pack abs.
Of course, St. Peter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a bouncer.
Yeah, St. Peter's totally hot.
He's buff.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't have Jesus in that movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... the priest is like, I have to get to hell. And they're like, well, no, you're here for eternity. So he takes him hostage, right? And God is like, all right, fine.
Isn't God about to hit an emergency? Oh, we haven't even introduced the other priest.
No, the old priest is irrelevant.
There's a hell of a lot of characters.
His friend
movie,
comes
man.
In and helps him point take God at gunpoint, basically.
Yeah.
So God's like, all right, go to hell. Sends him to hell. Alright, and there's this massive demon, which is the spawn of the love child, whatever.
The fuckman.
Of the fuckman.
Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
There we go.
You sound much more intelligent now. the Ahab, the fuckman, and the sister. And this massive giant demon thing, like, I don't know, like Godzilla size.
You know, I'm really respecting Mark Fennell at the moment, because he really does a coherent movie review.
Who?
Mark Fennell, isn't it, on Triple J?
Well, he doesn't get interrupted every 30 seconds.
No, that's true.
Sorry. Yeah, not 30
and
seconds.
Plus, I'm pretty sure this is funny. Anyway, so the big...
But we're just not doing coherent. I don't know.
Okay, only me and no
two. That's better.
Okay, what? So anyway, big demon monster. All right, so this big demon monster, right, is like starting to kill everyone, blah, blah, blah. And then, Oh, the priest has a bottle of the maple syrup.
See?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hence its significance.
In hell.
So yeah. It washes yeah. away evil.
Yeah. yeah. Throws it at the demon.
It's the
and it shrinks fermented. To baby size. And the sister snaps out of her trance.
Yeah.
And then just smashes the baby with her foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Jumps on it. And it's pretty funny.
Right. Yeah. Demon yeah. baby gets yeah. curb stomped.
So
the, Sophie Mirabella's baby.
So like Twink, Ahab, and they're like, oh, okay, what's going to happen now? Blah, blah, blah.
Actually, I got a question at this point.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Depictions, give me the mise-en-scene of hell. Is it actually a decent depiction of hell? Is it?
No, it's deliberate.
There are many of them, aren't yeah, there? It has many forms. At one point, they're kind of struggling through a blizzard.
Yeah.
At another point, they're in a sort of wasteland with these tentacly sort of plants.
So it's a non-traditional conceptual hell.
But then, no, the final scene takes place in a normal kind of hell, like a fire brimstone or whatever.
Right.
Well, there are three Greek conceptions of hell. There's Hades, the lake of fire, and two other ones, which I don't know, but there are three of them. So maybe
that was almost concise.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, you had me convinced there. The Greeks had three types.
And we had two like, more.
Yeah, so what are you on a five?
I'll just admit at this stage the reason for the question is that I'm quite fond of depictions of hell in films if it's done well. You know,
I thought it was done well.
What's your favourite depiction of hell?
I particularly like in. Have you seen The Golden Child?
Yeah,
actually I have. That's amazing.
Yeah, like Eddie Murphy's
The Golden Child. The one movie Nathan Lentz has watched.
Yeah,
and the bad guy in that is like communing with the devil, and he sort of is meditating, and all the bricks next to him sort of all float away, and he's just in this big sort of sea of sulfur, and that was pretty
the Golden
awesome.
Child. That's an underrated movie.
That
that's
probably a had
movie.
A bigger budget than this movie.
Oh yeah.
That was a pretty cool movie.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
And that chick was so hot.
Oh yeah.
Oof. When she's tied to the wall with toilet paper.
Yeah, man.
That gave me a teenage.
All right. I forgot something. The movie starts off like you're watching a movie on a cable network television, right?
Yeah,
that was Tarantino-esque. That's the grindhouse.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why. Because halfway through the movie,
Two thirds through,
there's an ad for the movie coming up after.
Yeah.
Which was, what was it? Something space?
Space fighters or like?
Yeah, it's a parody of Star Wars.
Yeah.
But Star so Guardians or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Like that.
Yet that looked more interesting, and I was like, I want to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so back to the thing. Turns out the God, I forgot to mention, is Lloyd Kaufman, who is the creator. Is the founder of Troma Films.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. So he is God. Gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, they kill the baby, blah, blah. The sister's like, oh, and she disappears and goes back to Earth. All right. Then God comes past. He's like, oh, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm also the devil. I own both of them. It's just good marketing ploy to get people to fight against each other.
A little bit of religion satire.
And he goes away. And they're like, all right, we've got to get back to Earth. Let's just hope. And they start screaming, hope. And then it cuts to the scene where they kill themselves. And they're still dead.
Okay.
And then the camera zooms out.
And one of them falls over.
And then the carrots come out.
Right.
So they're just stuck in hell, they're dead.
Yeah.
I didn't understand. Why didn't she stay in hell? I didn't understand that.
I don't think she died.
She was just taken by the demon, demonically possessed.
Oh,
so
by the way, that a kind of Princess Leia homage.
And she was chained
up in shackles. Your eyes just lit up when I said that.
Yeah, I'm just after a seven.
She was hot.
She was really hot.
Because, she had the Princess Leia bikini on. And then she's kissing the brother later on.
Like she did with Luke in the movie.
They had a lot of Star Wars references.
Yeah.
Especially with that, fake Star Wars parody
halfway through.
Alright, well, Star Wars parodies are always good. I'll enjoy that. Yeah, that was, as I said, I've got
to with our skull fucking and our cannibalism and penis cutting.
Yeah.
Incest. No, that's in Star Wars.
We moved along enough that I'd forgotten about that.
But the movie takes a different turn, so that test screening works.
They did all the demonic stuff to make you forget all about the.
So out of hardcore 10, how much would you want?
I'll just check my notes.
I was just saying probably going up to a 7 with Star Wars references and also just the slight hint of things that would piss religious people off. That's where I'm at now.
Oh, definitely piss off religious people.
not just for the skull fucking, which I'm sure that they'd be outraged about anyway. Yeah. But when the priest wakes up
naked in bed with a twink.
Yeah, 16-year-old boy.
Yeah, because...
Oh, yeah, 16, I forgot
that. Can I suggest, for people getting the right image, this priest was like 25 to 30. Yeah. Looking, it wasn't some 70-year-old Irish bloke with a cane. It was,
And he was like, because there was a scene where the priest goes on a mission or whatever. Remember, he's going through the wilderness. He's looking, when he's looking for Ahab. And all his priests. Uniform gets ripped off, revealing his six-pack abs, and he's, you know, it's like a stripper outfit.
It did take me a while to like get into it, and but when the humor started coming,
the priest six-pack, that was it.
Yeah. And I was like, sir, my God, this movie.
Wing after that.
But for a film, I mean,
so out of 10, how much?
I was a 7 at this stage.
A 7, okay. Yeah. So, 7 to watch it. Now,
and we skipped it. No, we skipped over a great scene. I just checked in my notes. I should mention. Is that he comes into the strip club at one point after the fuckman has killed everybody in there, and there's a dying stripper who insists he makes out with her.
Oh, yeah.
And then vomits blood into his. It's like a French kiss exchange of vomiting blood. And and she insists on that before she'll give him any information about the fuckman.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. Vomit makes me squirm.
It was just blood vomit.
It was wholesome.
That's much better then.
It was blovet.
Blovet.
Blovet. All right, so now for the people who've watched it, what are your final thoughts?
It was an awakening experience.
It's definitely an eye-opener.
I think that was your opening thought, wasn't it?
Enlightening, I think I said at the beginning.
Has this movie made you a real man, Nathan?
No, it's still a fair while off that.
The
self-aware parodies were actually quite good. We did genuinely laugh out loud, not sarcastically, at a number of... Just when he picks up and throws the devil off the bridge, but because they don't have a wide enough camera angle, it's only about 3 meters high off the bridge. Or whatever. And there was some good fun along the way. Absolutely, I didn't enjoy the first half. Yeah. I will be honest.
So out of 10?
Out of 10, what you said 7, did you?
Oh, no, I thought that wasn't a scale of like a movie, that was a scale of my likelihood of watching it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 4.
4? Francis, final thoughts and score.
Yeah, well, gee, it's just those opening scenes are so hardcore. It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but then...
There was a chainsaw in it as well.
The cheerleader.
The stripper used a cheerleader on the fuckman. It didn't work.
Right. That's just another aside. But, but I mean, I guess trauma films, you know, it's, I guess, a return to form because it's a relatively recent film of theirs, so I don't know. Cinema is richer for it. I don't know. it's worth watching.
The real winner with the art.
So how much? So how much would you give it?
I'd give it 7.
7?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 5 myself. I thought it was quite fun from the halfway point, and when they were on the chase of Fuckman, when they got more details about him, but it was getting really grotesque, and I was thinking, if it goes any further than this, I'm out.
Because I don't like those. That's the thing, I don't like those Texas Chainsaw. They're just like torture porn to me.
It was more the seeing the fat guy naked so many times raping men. I was like, God, how many times do we have to see this?
I don't have much of a stomach for that sort of thing. I watch movies for enjoyment, not to feel uncomfortable.
I forgot. There was a massive twist in the movie.
No, well, there wasn't.
Yes, it was. the guy they killed at the beginning wasn't the fuckman dude.
Yeah, I got the feeling like that was pretty obvious from the way they shot it. Like, it moved. It transitioned from the guy going out the window, who at the stage was like covered in blood and not clothed, to a guy staggering on the street clothed. So I figured that was going to be.
So it turned out it was someone else, and then Ahab was in prison for 10 years.
Yeah.
And blah 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 blah.
All right. So next week's movie is going to be hopefully less rapey. And we'll be back. Thank you for my guests. Thank you, Francis.
Yay.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
And thank you, Nathan.
It was a pleasure.
See, he always brings class to it. I can show
him.
I'm sorry, CJ. I was taught to be polite. I'm sorry if I find that so
fuck
obscene.
You, man. Let's see. I'm gonna find the worst movie I can ever find and make Nathan watch it. Like, if this didn't faze him, what will? What will?
Stand up.
Get the hell out of my house. All right, that's our film chat, and we'll see you next time.
Yay!
Bye. Bye.